I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It is pretty disturbing. Last week, the Obama administration finally said out loud what others have been saying for a long time, that Russian officials authorized the hack into the Democratic National Committee's email account, and the intent was to influence the U.S. election. Russia's response was denial. Now, it wouldn't be the first time, though, Russia was suspected of a big hack. There's evidence emerging that it may have been behind the takedown of a French TV network in 2015. My colleague, the BBC security correspondent Gordon Carrera, has been looking into the strange case of TV5 Monde. What do we know about what happened to TV5 Monde, Gordon?
Well, this was a dramatic night about a year and a half ago at TV5 Monde when they had just on April the 8th launched a new TV channel. When the director general, Yves Bigot, went off for dinner that evening. And as he told me, something rather dramatic then happened.
Just as we were being served our appetizers, suddenly a fleet of messages came on my mobile phone. The channels are down. You know, we don't know what to do. We don't know what happened. They were down for 9 hours. Of dark screen, which is the worst thing that can happen to you in television, of course.
So the screens were down, all 12 networks went dark, and as they started examining those computer systems that ran the TV channels, they realized that something pretty serious was going on, and they'd been attacked by a computer virus which was working its way through the systems, corrupting the technology used to output the TV channels.
So how much damage was actually done, and when were they able to correct the problems on all these networks?
Well, what's remarkable about this is that Yves Bigot says it came very close to actually destroying the whole network. And it was only good fortune that because they'd launched the new channel that day, that they had engineers on site who were then able to try and deal with the problem.
Wow.
So it was a close call for that French TV channel from being totally wiped out.
So how do we know for sure that Russian hackers were involved in this?
Well, this is what's so curious about this incident, because Yves Bigot says he's been told by the French investigators that it was a group of Russian hackers who'd carried out the attack on his TV network.
And what about the connection between those hackers and the Kremlin? Is there any hard evidence there?
Well, that's what's so interesting, is that this is a group of Russian hackers known as APT-28, also known as Fancy Bear by some security analysts, who've also been linked to a series of other attacks. So they have been linked to the intrusions in the Democratic National Committee, also to the leak of data about athletes from the anti-doping agency after the Olympic Games. And so this is a very active group of Russian hackers. Now, Yves Bigot and the French investigators say they cannot definitively prove who gave the order to those Russian hackers. So they are not quite pointing the finger at the Kremlin here, but they are saying that it was certainly hackers from Russia.
You mentioned the anti-doping agency, the hack on them. I mean, they've been going after Russian athletes. I get the hack into the DNC. But why would TV5 Monde be a target for a concentrated attack like this?
Now, that's what's so interesting about this case, because even if you speak to TV5 Monde, they don't quite understand it. And I've spoken to a lot of intelligence officials here in London as well about why they think it happened. And they struggled with it, actually. There were kind of long debates within, I think, the US, the UK, French intelligence community about why this happened. And the resultant view I know in London was that actually this was Russia testing its cyber weapons to see if these kind of techniques could be used and if they'd work in practice.
So based on what you researched, what you investigated, Gordon, can we expect more of these?
TV5 Monde happened a while ago, although we've only really understood how sophisticated it was now and who was behind it. But then if you look in the last few months, we've had more and more of these hacks. And we've had, in some cases, we've had things like a power station turned off in Ukraine. In other cases, we've had information used as a weapon. For instance, the release of those Democratic Party emails and the anti-doping material. So what you're seeing, I think, is a more aggressive posture by Russia in cyberspace. It is pushing the boundaries. It is seeing what it can do as relations with Western countries deteriorate. The question I think that policymakers will be looking at is what kind of action is required to get Russia to potentially back off if indeed, as it looks like, it is centrally directed from Moscow.
The BBC security correspondent Gordon Carrera, thanks very much for walking us through this, Gordon.
Thank you.